Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Hogan here on Audio Boo. It's Wednesday, PM, approximately 5:15, 5:20. And it's turned into a lovely afternoon, having been cloudy most of the day. And yesterday afternoon, it was a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. And so late on in the afternoon, we both decided that we'd go a wee jaunt in the car, in my wife's new car, let her get some more driving experience and also get out in the sun and not have to take the beautiful and solid and dependable but petrol guzzling Volvo Estate with us. So we headed off with the direct intention of going down to South Queensferry. South Queensferry, obviously on the south side of the River Forth, where the famous Red Road rail bridge is, and the rail bridge and the road bridge, sorry. And we're also now building the third bridge. And if anyone has ever had any doubt, which I never did, by the way, about really needing to expend that kind of money on a new bridge, a third bridge, I'll give you a wee example. Because we headed up, as our usual way, through the town and up over the hills, the Bathgate Hills, as they're known. Well, they're known to us in Bathgate anyway. Maybe the Lithgow people call them the Lithgow Hills. But it's a beautiful run up there and headed down. And we actually just hit the first big road, and it's only an A road. About 2.5 miles out of South Queensferry itself. And we travelled half a mile on that road, heading into a little village, tiny little village called Newton. N-E-W-T-O-N, Newton, as it's called. But about half a mile out of Newton, there was nothing but brake lights and the traffic ground to a halt. And it wasn't moving at all. And then we heard sirens and a police car came up in the direction we were heading. And of course you had to go into the outside, or the opposite lane I should say. And of course there was traffic coming the opposite way. They seemed to be okay. And at that time, commuting time, there was loads of cars coming. So this police car was dodging in and out. People were bumping up the curbs and the grass verges just to let the police car go by. 2 or 3 minutes later, along came an ambulance. 2 or 3 minutes later, along came another ambulance. I thought, yeah, that's a big accident somewhere. And then we weren't moving, weren't even gaining a car length at any point. It just wasn't going anywhere. But just ahead, I knew there was a little road went off and cut back to a little village called Winchborough. And I said, well, it's a long way around for a shortcut, as they say. But if we can just get to the cut-off, see that there's nothing coming, and then dive out the outside and dive in. We'll go down to Winchborough and then along to Kirkliston, and from Kirkliston back up and towards Queensferry that way. So, almost like taking three legs off a square instead of just the one side of the square, if you can picture that. And I wasn't the only one with that idea, because there was two or three followed me and one in front. So down we headed, got along to Kirkliston, turned left at Kirkliston, coming back up the other side of the square, and we seen all the brake lights off that road that was due to join the South Queensferry Road. From that point, I thought, oh my God, they're gridlocked as well. And then the traffic announcement came on that there had been a diesel spillage on the northbound carriageway of the Forth Road Bridge. And to complicate matters, there had been a bad accident on that wee road, I can't remember the number now, that we were on initially. I thought, oh God. And at commuting times. So I decided I know a way around about this. We'll go back into Kirkliston, head towards the back road of the airport, Edinburgh Airport, and then I knew there was a road, dived up over the hill and down into Dalmeny, which just sits up the hill on the south side of South Queensferry. They have the railway station, the last railway station before it crosses the rail bridge heading north. I thought, if we get to there, then there's a wee road cuts down into South Queensferry, and we'll drop right down and be at right below the railway bridge in South Queensferry, and we can just park up and then relax and do what we're going to do. No, because when we got to Dalmeny, the roads were gridlocked. So I knew another road. And I headed back into Dalmeny and doubled eastwards again to hit the big road coming out of Edinburgh. But, hey-ho, yeah, you guessed it. Gridlocked. So I thought, well, all the roads heading even back our direction were gridlocked, simply because of the problems, the issues, the traffic weren't getting anywhere. And I thought, what are we going to do? Because I can't go back home, because if I try to go back home from here, I'm just going to hit all that gridlocked traffic, be sitting in a queue for an hour, 2 hours, like everybody else. So what did I do? I came up with a brainwave. Okay, the traffic's flowing into Edinburgh. Yeah, no intention to go to Edinburgh. So into the beginning of Edinburgh, at the Barton Hotel, turn left, down the Gamekeeper's Road, and to Crammond. Beautiful little place. Tiny little place on the River Almond where it spills itself into the River Forth. And there's also Crammond Island. And so we parked the car there and went in for a refreshing drink. I just had a beer shandy, to be honest. But sitting next to a big log fire, fantastic. It was a beautiful night, but it was still, you know, the atmosphere of sitting next to a fire. And there was really a lot of people there, people getting meals, people just walking, because there's a prom runs from there all the way along, quite a stretch for about 2 miles heading Edinburgh way. So anyway, we spent some lovely time there out in the sun, taking a wee walk. And I thought, well, I wonder if it's worth a gamble. And when we came back, because we burnt away over an hour, by the way, and that was after we got to Crammond. So all in all, maybe 2 hours since we left the last gridlocked bit of road. And so we came back to Barton, roundabout, turned right, heading for the bridge. But of course, we weren't going to the bridge, we were going to slip up off the wee road, didn't we? And back in towards Kirtliston and out the back road to Llanlithgow, which is it's actually quite a pleasant drive, actually. Just a big A road, but it's usually quiet. No, that wee road that had been gridlocked going into Kirtliston was still totally gridlocked a mile and a half out, unfortunately. I knew another wee road and basically travelled about a mile and a half to cut out that three quarters of a mile of totally stopped traffic. And got into Kirtliston, and all I had to do then was to just wait 5 or 10 minutes to creep forward through the lights. Once through the lights, that was it. And just the other side, I got out of the car and let my wife drive all the way home, which she did admirably, I must admit. Though we did stick to, as I said, the big A road run into Llanlithgow and up over the Bathgate Hills. So she got her extra tuition in her new car after all. But I have to say, most of the journey, most of it, was stressful. It was just terrible. And we could see all these people who had no option. We were not commuting. I could see all these faces, bus drivers, truck drivers, van drivers, people in their cars, people out their cars, just standing because they were going nowhere, out questioning each other about, yeah, any idea what's going on, how long we'll be. And you could see all these totally dejected faces from every direction heading towards the bridge. And, you know, I felt genuinely sorry for them all, because these people have to do this commuting every day of their life to and from, and it doesn't take much to stop that bridge, nothing at all. So I'm not even sure how long these people were stuck. I guess they were probably stuck for at least 2 hours. Terrible. So if anyone ever questions the justification of a third bridge across the Forth, trust me, it's bloody well needed, and it's needed as soon as possible. Get it finished, guys, because it's going to make one hell of a difference. It really is. We had a few nice moments out yesterday evening, but when we got home, Mary just says, I'm never going anywhere again in that direction at commuting time. If we're going anywhere, we'll head away the other way, totally into the countryside. But we did miss out on South Queensbury, because it's a beautiful little place, historic place, cobble streets and good ice cream, good chips, and some nice places to have a cold drink if you want. Plus the fact of being below both bridges and sound of curlews, waves lapping in. It's a gorgeous wee place. But we'll set off for Crammond. At least it got us out of your hole. Traffic, my God. How can they do it every day? Thanks for listening, and bye for now.